I'm joined now on the phone by the man whose track is just going absolutely insane over the summer. It is none other than Joel Corry. He's got the track Sorry that every single person is listening to. Joel, how are you doing?
Thank you very much for having me on. I'm really good, thank you. I'm just out in Malia, in Greece at the moment. So I had a gig out here last night. So a little bit hungover, but I'm feeling all right. I'm a little bit fragile.
I was looking at your dates. You've had a mental summer for you. Like, you're hitting every single nightclub possible around Europe, aren't you?
Yeah, it's honestly like it's been the maddest summer ever. It's been a 16-week tour, so it's 4 months long.
No way.
I've got 2 more weeks left of it. It's been crazy. Like, yeah, I mean, even I'm looking back on it going, how have I done it?
It's absolutely mental as well, because even I was looking at, what was it, back in April that you released Sorry, but it wasn't until like Love Island, and it just went absolutely mental for you, and especially you had the residency and you had like all these tour dates beforehand. For this to go absolutely mental, it must have been such a deadly summer so far for you.
Yeah, you know, I think the timing of Sorry was fantastic, because as you said, it got released in April. And sometimes with tunes, they take a little while to sort of spread around and pick up a little bit of heat. And then by the time you got to the beginning of the summer, like June, Sorry was really starting to gain momentum. And that's when I started my summer tour. So where I'm touring, you know, your Xantes, Ibiza's, Malia's, Cavos, you know, these are the places that Sorry is like the biggest tune out here this summer. It's the one. So I was like, oh my God, this is like amazing for me, because I'm going to be playing these clubs for the next 4 months, and I've got the biggest track of the summer. So you can imagine it was like a dream come true sort of thing. And then, as you said, like, you know, it did get played on Love Island, and then that night it broke the Shazam record for the most ever Shazam song in the UK in one day. So that obviously turned a few heads as well. So yeah, brilliant.
When it hit that 10 million streams, I'd say you were absolutely buzzing.
Yeah, it just seems like at the moment, like, all these achievements, but they just keep coming. It's like, you know, I was happy when it got 1 million, you know. It's like, it's just watching it build is just amazing, because when you've worked hard on something and, you know, you've put a lot of love into it, and, you know, this track, it takes, you know, this was made like back last winter, and it takes to see it go from the studio to where it is right now, it can't tell you how. That's a great feeling.
And it's class as well that you have, it was Hayley May is on that track, and then like it's not even your first track with her as well. You had Fallen and Good as Gold, and so for her to get the recognition as well, like, you've been working so hard together to get that, and get the other songs then are starting to be played more and more because of it.
Yeah, no, thank you so much for bringing it up, and it's so true, you know, like, I've worked with Hayley now for nearly 2 years. As you said, Good as Gold was our first track that we wrote together, and we got, you know, we hit it off together in the studio. Then we did Fallen, and you know, then to see Sorry now is our first track, and for it to be popping off, and for Hayley to now be getting her name out there, you know, I'm her number one fan. You know what I mean? I want to push her as much as possible, and I actually brought her out to Xante, and we did a live performance of all of our tracks in Xante in July, and it was one of the best nights I've ever had in my life, because you got to think, I've been DJing now since I was like 15, like, so got 15 years now, and I've always wanted to like have that live element of my DJ set.
Yeah.
It's always been something that I've wanted to do. Like, I've wanted to have my own songs. I've wanted to bring out, you know, a singer and do it during my set, and we did it. You know, we did it for the first time. It was a big moment for me, and it was a big moment for Hayley. And now we've got loads of gigs together in September and October. We're doing loads of university gigs. And so, yeah, I'm buzzing for Hayley. I really am.
In Ireland, you've been coming around for like a lot of the university tours and stuff like that before, like doing things like Raise and Give Week. So we have DJs and that come out to all different places in Ireland. But a lot of people kind of wouldn't know you from, I know, the whole Geordie Shore element. So the fact that this track has gotten such momentum, it must be amazing for you to actually be able to shine a light on all of the other stuff that you've been doing. Like, as you were saying, you've been a DJ since you were 15. Like, it's been mental, and now you're able to get that recognition for that. And as well as, like, you have your own label, you have like your clothing line, you have all the brand ambassadors things that you're doing.
Yeah, you know, like, it is a great feeling, because you see, like, music and a DJ has always been my number one thing in my life. It's always been my main passion, it's always been my main hobby, and it's my dream. Like, it's always been my dream. So it's spirits to finally start coming together, and as you said, for people to really start noticing now, it just feels amazing.
Looking at the success of Sorry as well, I was looking at some of the tweets that have been going out, just even mentioning your name, and it must be like, you must be buzzing when you see stuff like this. So this one is like, Joel Corry's Sorry is the only good thing that has happened this summer. There's another one saying, could put that song Sorry by Joel Corry on my nanny's funeral and I'd still skate around the graveyard. Some balls. And best song of the summer. Like, stuff like that, I'd say you must be so chuffed, like, when you hear things like that.
Yeah, it's so funny. I don't know what you're talking about as well. So I was just tweeting them and I put it on my Instagram as well. And it's so great to see so many people tweeting about Sorry and just absolutely loving it. And I think there's some ones as well that I don't think we can actually mention on radio, but there is some really, really funny ones out there. So I reckon we're gonna see a few more pop up in the next few weeks.
It is deadly. When you see stuff like that, you're like, yep, made it now, and I'm getting these weird tweets. Have you ever seen as well? Like, you have been like touring around Ireland before as well. We haven't seen you in a little bit though. Any sign you're heading over to Ireland in the future? Or like,
oh yeah, so I can tell you right now that my in the winter I've got so many bookings in Ireland and Northern Ireland that have already gone in. I'm over actually next week. I'm in Cookstown in Northern Ireland next Friday, and then I've got loads coming up in Ireland as well. I'm going to put on my Instagram my tour dates for September and October, and there's quite a lot of Ireland bookings in there, so I'm excited to get back over. You know, I love the Irish crowd. I've always said that the Irish crowd are my favourite. They're so up for a party. I love playing in Ireland, so I can't wait to get back over there after the summer and smash some gigs during the autumn and winter. So yeah, look out on my Instagram and post all my tour dates, and see you guys soon.
Yeah, deadly. And everybody is absolutely buzzing as well to see you, not only for the Sorry tune, but if you haven't heard Fallen or Good As Gold, I do suggest you head over to Joel Corry's Spotify, because it is class. And even like your own playlists that you put up yourself, they are deadly, so well worth a listen to. Thanks so much for catching up with us. Have a ball with the remaining gigs of your mental summer schedule as well, and hopefully we'll be seeing you very, very soon.
Thanks, Eddie. Thank you guys for having me on, and I'll see you guys in Ireland soon.